It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Yes, the Top 5 at 5 or 5:30 if it's a Friday on the Rokan Show. I'm Brian Noonan. Shall we get started? I believe that we shall with
number five.
Number five, the Washington Post's Jonathan Capehart spoke for many in Washington today when he quizzed Attorney General Loretta Lynch in an Aspen town hall, asking bluntly why on earth she thought it was a good idea to meet privately with Bill Clinton.
What on earth were you thinking? What happened?
Well, I think that's the question of the day, isn't it?
Yeah, yes.
And I think that's a perfectly reasonable question. I think that's the question that is called, by what happened in, because people have also wondered and raised questions about my role in the ultimate resolution of matters involving the investigation into the State Department emails. And to the extent that people have questions about that, about my role in that, certainly my meeting with him raises questions and concerns. And so, believe me, I completely get that question.
And yet you did not answer that question. You talked about how you completely get it. What else did you have to say, Brian?
But I think the issue is, again, what is my role in how that matter is going to be resolved? And so let me be clear on how that is going to be resolved. I've gotten that question a lot also over time, and we usually don't go into those deliberations, but I do think it's important that people see what that process is like.
What is that process like?
As I've always indicated, the matter is being handled by career agents and investigators with the Department of Justice. They've had it since the beginning. They are independent.
Which predates your tenure as Attorney General.
It predates my tenure as Attorney General. It is the same team, and they are acting independently. They follow the law. They follow the facts. That team will make findings. That is to say, they will come up with a chronology of what happened, the factual scenario. They will make recommendations as to how to resolve what those facts lead to. The recommendations will be reviewed by career supervisors in the Department of Justice and in the FBI, and by the FBI director. And then, as is the common process, they present it to me, and I fully expect to accept their recommendation.
And yet we still must go. Now, Judy, you're an investigative reporter. Did Attorney General Loretta Lynch ever answer the initial question?
Kudos to her for giving the ultimate non-answer.
All right. That's what I thought.
But she spoke so eloquently for so long.
That's the beauty of the non-answer.
Yes,
if you can make people think you're actually answering and say nothing.
Right. And I mean, I guess her point is that, you know, the investigators who are investigating the emails predate her tenure. So
right.
Fine. So, and I mean, I think she has said many times that she will abide by, you know, what she's given. I mean,
right.
If they say, yes, we recommend an indictment, she's going to do that.
But she still didn't say why it was a good idea to meet with Bill Clinton.
Right. Well, that just, I heard they were talking about their grandkids.
I heard he got handsy, but that's just me. That's all I heard. Allegedly
oh,
handsy.
Always putting allegedly in front and you're safe.
Everything. Sure. That's what they taught me in law school. If I had gone to law school, I would have learned that.
Number four,
Donald Trump. Oh, it's always good when Donald Trump is in the top five at five. Donald Trump addressed supporters in downtown Denver today at the Western Conservative Summit. The presumptive GOP presidential nominee vowing to change how and who enters the country.
What's going on now is unbelievable. People that shouldn't be allowed in. People that shouldn't be here. And we're going to have strong borders, folks. We're going to have strong borders. We're going to have the wall. We're going to let people come into our country that should come into our country. And they're going to come into our country legally. They're going to come in legally. And we want them to come in.
I'm sorry. The wall always makes me laugh. Even when I'm listening to Pink Floyd, I think of Donald Trump and it makes me laugh.
And speaking of eloquent, no.
Yes. Oh, yes. No, no.
It was just he starts sentences and stops them. And then.
Listen, folks. It's going to be
great.
Right.
Yeah,
Judy,
it's going to be great.
Judy, his answers are going to be great.
These
we're going to have a wall.
These people. That,
they don't
yeah.
belong here.
No, but the
Nobody
other
belongs.
Ones do. The other ones do, and we want them here.
We want legal. We want a wall.
It's just,
okay.
What else did Donnie have to say?
We have a movement going on like they haven't seen maybe ever in this country, according to what the pundits are saying. People are sick and tired of being ripped off with our jobs, leaving our states, with our jobs leaving our country, with the money. They get the money, they get the jobs, we get nothing, we get unemployment.
Wow, get nothing. They get everything, we get nothing.
Who's they?
They, them, you know, them.
Doesn't matter.
The ones.
Dem, does, and D's.
These dems and does. You know, like the heebie-jobbies that he talked about earlier today with the TSA agents. You got to get rid of the heebie-jobbies. There's a lot to go on.
Is it too much to ask? Can we just have his next speech be in front of like two fans blowing at full speed, just pushing that?
I would like him to speak into a fan so he sounds like Darth Vader.
Well, that'd be even better. But I'm saying because, you know, him being out there sweaty and the hair's flying everywhere.
He's not going to put a fan anywhere near that head.
Well, I think that's been controlled. But still, that would be the downfall.
I like the idea. Not going to happen. Hey, you want to get a $50 gift card to Builder Supply in Broadview with true outlet prices every day just in? Come see the beautiful new mahogany and alderwood entry doors. That's right. Be caller 19 at 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Top 5 at 5 will continue, but first. It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeFlantes. I'm Brian Noonan, in for Ro and Anna today. I will be in for them all next week. They are taking some well-deserved time off for the summer, a little vacation. So good to be with you and in for them. Let's continue the top five at 5:30.
Number three,
her husband didn't listen, and it paid off to the tune of $169 million. Mega Millions winner Nancy Viola asked her husband, Vito Viola, an NYPD sergeant, to buy Powerball tickets from the Food Mart in the Willowbrook section of Staten Island. Instead, her husband used a leftover dollar to buy a quick pick from the Mega Millions and struck it big.
He actually bought, he didn't listen to me, he bought $20 in Powerball, and little did I know, he also bought Mega tickets as well. He had $1 left over, so he didn't buy Powerball, Powerball's $2. He bought a dollar of Mega.
$2 he bought, Judy, $2 of Mega. That's all he needed. He was fine for Vito. Now he's a millionaire. He got more money than God.
That's a pretty good accent.
Go to the Knick game, go to the Knick game tonight, Brian.
That's my real voice. This is my radio voice. Yeah, that's right, Sammy. Now that we got, I'm going to go there because now we got that Derrick Rose kid, and we're going to get that Joakim. Is that how you say that name?
Yeah, Benny Joakim, the Bull. No? Benny the Bull
Benny
might
the
come
Bull's
by.
Coming over because he tore a hamstring, so they're going to trade him too. Everybody's, we're picking up all the wretched refuse. You know, like the Statue of Liberty over by there, over in the water there.
By the river.
By the river, sure. By something. All right, that's enough of that. I'm sure now everybody who's listening on the stream on the East Coast is like, we're going to kill those people.
Jerks,
big jerks.
Yeah, Brian.
Number two.
That's right, Violette. I'm being mean to the people in New York, too. Ooh. Paul Simon recently told the New York Times that he's considering giving up music and retiring after his European tour this fall. Should Simon make good on his word, his two shows Thursday and Friday night in his hometown of Forest Hills, Queens, should be his last ever concerts in the U.S. Fans at Simon's show last night at Forest Hills Stadium are skeptical that Simon would give up his music.
When I was in high school, I figured out a way to get up to Central Park for a show there. And apparently, back then he said that was his last tour ever. So, you know, we'll see. I'm sure he'll come around again.
I live in Forest Hills, and I'm the same generation as Paul Simon, and he should not give up music.
I'm very sad at the thought he would retire. I've been listening to him since high school, since the 60s. And I've seen him in concert. This will be my third time. And I just think it's really sad if this is his last concert. But he's entitled to retirement just like the rest of us.
Wait, she's been listening to him since the 60s and only seen him three times. Violetta, do you know who Paul Simon is? I only ask because you're young, not because, you know, you're not well-versed in music. Are you Paul? Do you know Paul Simon?
Yes, he's a very talented musician.
Do you know his old partner? What's his old partner's name?
All right, well, now we're getting a little crazy with the questions.
Now more text. Why is he asking Violetta questions? She doesn't have to know who Garfunkel is. Who knows Garfunkel? Violetta doesn't need to know Garfunkel. You don't need to know Garfunkel. Simon and Garfunkel. Art Garfunkel was his old partner.
Yeah.
Fairly
Isn't that
famous.
A cartoon, too?
No, that's Garfield.
Oh. Whatever.
whatever.
She would know their music.
Sure, she'd know their music. Yeah. The Boxer. Brian, do you have any Simon and Garfunkel?
Is this it? Because this I don't
know.
No,
that's not Simon and Garfunkel. That's some weird chant. I don't even know if that's not Garfield music.
Serbian church.
I know. It's like some sort of dirge, a funeral dirge for Violetta's musical knowledge. I don't know what happened there. That was crazy. All right. But, yeah, Simon and Garfunkel. I didn't mean to put you on the spot, Violetta.
I don't feel put on the spot. I just wanted the questions to stop.
I would just prefer if you never spoke to me again. I'm not offended at all.
Only ask her what she knows.
Well, I don't know what she knows until I ask her.
That's a good point.
Make better assumptions.
All right. Oh, here we go. Do you know this song, Violetta? This is Robin.
I introduce myself like this many times when I meet young men. Yeah, I do.
With the young men.
And you know, most of them say, hi, how are you?
Because they don't get it?
Yeah. Sammy, if I said that to you, would you know what
yes.
I meant?
Yes.
Okay. Do you throw the cuckoo ca-choo in?
I don't need to.
Oh, all right. Well, listen, now that we've found out what Violetta knows and doesn't know, and I know I cannot talk to her again. We found out Sam can't sing. We're finding out a lot during the Top 5 at 5. What we should do is go to...
Number 1.
Oh, this could be my favorite. Meet the Americans who don't know why we celebrate Independence Day. Mark Dice is a media analyst and best-selling author who specializes in exposing the power mainstream media and celebrities have on shaping our culture. And in his latest video, he goes on the street to see if people really know why we celebrate Independence Day.
What country did we declare independence from to celebrate the 4th of July?
I don't know.
Ooh. What is the purpose of 4th of July celebrations?
I'm going to turn it to the guy in the USA shirt.
Fireworks. A little more specific.
I weep for this country, if that is true. We have more. The stupidity cannot be stopped at two people. There's so many more.
Happy 4th of July.
Thank you. Happy 4th to you guys.
When Jesse Ventura, John Wilkes Booth, and the other founding fathers signed the Declaration of Independence, what year was that?
1870-something, but I don't remember the specific year.
1870-something. That was close. I don't know. Sam, do you know?
I don't know the
when
answer
When Jesse
either.
Ventura and John Wilkes Booth, the founding fathers?
I don't know because I'm an idiot as well.
I know, they're in my ear going, you realize Jesse Ventura is a wrestler. Yes, I know, and John Wilkes Booth shot Lincoln. I know neither one were founding fathers. I've been listening to the Hamilton soundtrack for weeks. I know all about it.
I like how they're testing you, though.
Right, now they're testing me. Listen, I'm the same Violetta, your defender is back. Your one defender on the text line is back, thinking that we picked on you again because I asked you about Garfunkel.
Well, you know, they're loyal. The one guy is loyal.
Yeah, let's bring it back in. All right, listen, now that I know that John Wilkes Booth and Jesse Ventura are not founding fathers, let's see how many more stupid people there are, Brian.
4th of July weekend, we are celebrating our independence from China.
Okay.
Just checking to see what people are doing to celebrate that victory over the Chinese.
Well, I mean, the families always get together, you know, and... they just come to the beach and just, you know, have a good time. They just barbecue.
Smoke some weed.
Yeah, you know how that goes. But, I mean, it's just a family
Forget
day,
about
you know?
Our history and just have some good times, right?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's just having a good time.
That's,
I think most people forgot what
they
it's really about.
They definitely have.
But,
thanks
I mean,
for demonstrating
it brings,
that.
It brings everybody together,
it
though,
does.
Which
that's
is a good thing.
That's all that matters, though.
Yeah, that's really all that it's about, you know?
It is a good thing. Judy, I know you like
yeah,
to toke
you know
up when we celebrate our independence
exactly.
from China.
Got my bongo ready to go.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
fire it
the
up.
People who have forgotten the history are the potheads, apparently.
Well, only in that clip. I don't think the other people were stoned. They were just dumb. So,
what's their excuse? They can't even say it's pot.
All I know is I am so glad that we are free of China's rule.
The top five at five.